We can start.
All right, let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for your word.
为你的话语感谢。
Lord, as we study your word, would you help us to hear you speak?
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你让我们听到你对我们说话。
That we will not simply learn information, but that we will let you change our lives.
我们不单单是听到一些信息，而是让你改变我们的生命。
So that as we listen to these prophets, that we will not just, learn, but that we will learn to love you more and to love our neighbor more.
所以当我们听到这些先知的时候，我们不单单是学习，而且我们要学习到去更爱你，更爱我们的邻舍。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
We are looking at the minor prophets.
我们在看小先知书。
Before I start today, I should give you an assignment to read for next week.
在开始之前，我给这个星期要为下星期准备要读的那个书，书卷。
Next week we will look at three prophets.
下个星期我们看三位先知。
And so I suggest that you read Haggai chapters 1 and 2.
所以读哈该书1到2章。
Zechariah 1 and 2.
撒迦利亚1到2章。
And all of Malachi.
把马拉基书全部读一遍。
It's only 4 chapters.
马拉基书只有4章。
Now, I have been looking at these 12 books.
我们在看这12本书。
And I told you that in the Hebrew Bible, they are only one book.
我以前讲过，在希伯来的圣经里边，这十二，这是一本书，十二，叫十二先知书。
It's called the Book of the Twelve.
它称为十二先知书。
And so I am looking at it somewhat like I would look at one book instead of 12 separate books.
所以呢，我们来学习它的方式就好像在读一本书，而不是看十二本书。
And one way to do that is to take certain themes and look at how they go all the way through a book.
所以呢，我们就是找到一些主题，然后看这个主题在整本书里是怎么样来联系的，怎么样讲述的。
And so last week we looked at the theme of how do we love God.
上个星期我们看的主题是如何爱神。
And I focused especially on a couple of the prophets who look at that message.
所以我就上星期特别的关注在一两个先知里边看他们的信息。
Today I want to look at a second question, do you love your neighbor?
所以今天我们要看的第二个问题是你爱你的邻舍吗?
I'm going to look at two prophets that focused on love for your neighbor.
所以我们会看两个先知书，他们的焦点就是在于你的邻居。
Now, if I ask you how many of you love God, I think everyone would raise your hand.
如果我问大家说你们谁爱神，大家可能都会举手。
If I ask how many of you love your neighbor,
如果我问你说你们有多少人爱你的邻居，
you might say which neighbor.
你也许会说哪一个邻居。
Because sometimes it seems it is easier to love God than to love our neighbor.
有的时候当然是爱神比爱你的邻舍更容易。
If you had asked Jonah, do you love God? He would have said, of course, I'm a prophet.
如果你问约拿你爱神吗？他说当然我是先知。
But to love his neighbor was much more difficult.
但是去爱你的邻舍比要更困难，更难。
He loved God, but he didn't love people.
他爱神，但是却不爱人。
But if I truly love God, I will love the people he loves.
如果我真的爱神，我也去爱神所爱的人。
And so, one of the themes in these minor prophets is, do you love your neighbor?
所以在小先知书里的另外一个主题就是你爱你的邻舍吗？
And this morning I want to look at two prophets that give us a picture of what it means to love our neighbor.
所以今天早晨我们要看两个先知书，看他们是说如何才是真正的爱你的邻舍这样一个描述，一个图片。
Both of these prophets come from the 8th century BC.
这两位先知都是来自于公元前八世纪的时期。
If you will go to slide 4.
Give me a moment. Yes.
This is a time of prosperity in Israel, in the northern kingdom.
这是在北方的以色列国是经济和政治繁荣的时期。
Jeroboam II is ruler in the north and he is very successful.
耶罗波安二世现在是北方以色列国的王，他很成功。
It's a time of financial prosperity.
然后经济上很繁荣。
Military success.
军事上也很成功。
But a time of religious decay.
但是呢，却是这个信仰上的一个腐败，一个衰败。
I love maps.
我很喜欢看地图。
I almost, if I see a book of maps, I have to buy it.
如果我一旦看到一本地图的书，我就必须得买。
And one of the kind of maps that I love are maps of history.
我其中喜欢的一种这种地图册呢，就是这种历史上的地图册。
Because very often when we look at a map, we understand better why things happened the way they did.
我们如果去看地图，我们就会了解到说为什么事情会这样发生。
I just got a book of historical maps last week.
上个星期我刚刚有一本就是历史的这个地图册。
And if you look at a map of Israel in the 8th century,
如果你去看公元前八世纪以色列的地图，
I've mentioned this before, but you understand better the setting of the prophets.
你就会对这个先知他所事工的时期的背景有更好的了解。
I need a whiteboard here.
我在这里需要一个白板。
But Israel and Judah is this little bit of land along the Mediterranean.
所以那个以色列跟犹大它是沿着这个地中海岸一个很小的一丁点的土地。
North of them is Assyria.
在他们的北方是亚述。
Southwest of them is Egypt.
西南方是埃及。
And those are the two great powers that are always pushing against each other.
那是两个当时的那个超级大国总是在彼此之间有一些冲撞。
And Israel is right between them.
但是以色列就正好在他们两个超级大国之间。
And so as those powers expand, Israel gets squashed.
所以当他们两方都想要扩张自己的势力的时候，以色列就被压挤。
But in the 8th century,
但是在公元前八世纪的时候
，You gotta remember that's in the 700s BC.
那是公元前七百年左右，七百多
年。Assyria has become weaker.
现在呢，亚述就变得没有那么强壮了，开始变弱了。
And so in the north, Israel is not feeling so much pressure.
所以在北国呢，北方的王国呢，就没有感觉到那么大的压力。
In the south, Egypt is in decline.
然后呢，在南方呢，这个埃及呢也在衰落。
So Judah is not feeling pressure.
所以呢，这个南方的犹大国呢也没有觉得那么大的压力。
Earlier in this series, I showed you a map that showed how the road that's called the King's Highway came right through Judah.
所以我们在之前我曾经给大家看过一张图，就是说就是那个国王的那个高速公路正好就穿过这个犹大。
And so we're at a time of peace.
所以在和平时期。
And trade between Assyria and Egypt. Everything is traveling through Israel and there's great prosperity.
所以呢就是在亚述跟埃及之间就有很多的贸易，那他们就会经过以色列，那以色列也就很繁荣。
All of that seems wonderful.
这些看起来都很好。
But in the middle of this,
但在这期间呢
,Amos, slide 5,
就是阿摩斯
comes from Judah and travels north.
他从犹大来，他向北到了那个以色列国。
And he begins to preach.
他就开始讲道了。
And when he preaches, the northern tribes do not want to listen to him.
当他开始讲道的时候，北边的人不想，北国的以色列人不想听他的。
Number one, they don't like his message.
第一，他们不喜欢他的信息。
Because he says to them, yes, you are prospering.
因为他对他们说，是的，你们挺昌盛的。
But you are mistreating the poor.
但是你们在虐待穷人。
Your businesses are dishonest.
你们做生意都不诚实。
And God is going to judge you.
神会审判你们。
They don't like this message.
他们不喜欢这样的信息。
They say we're successful.
他们说我们挺成功的。
Our business is growing.
我们的那个生意是蒸蒸向上。
They don't like his message.
他们不喜欢他的信息。
They don't like where he's from.
他们也不喜欢他是从哪儿来的人。
He is from the south, from Judah.
他是从南方犹大国来的。
And he is preaching in the north, in Israel.
但是他却在北方以色列国讲道。
And they say, go back home.
然后他们就说你回家吧。
We don't want you here.
我们可不想你待在这儿。
And then they don't like his career.
然后大家也不喜欢他的事故，他的职业。
Because he's not a professional prophet.
因为他不是一个专业的先知。
He's a shepherd.
他是一个牧羊人。
A herdsman, and they say, what do you know about prophesying?
他说那你是个牧羊人，你对这个预言知道什么呢？
One time when I preached something and someone did not like it.
然后有一次我讲道的时候，有个人不喜欢。
They said, oh, you're just a music teacher.
然后他们就说你不过是教音乐的。
And I thought, oh, that's how they talk to Amos.
哦，我想这就是他们怎么跟阿莫斯说的。
You're not really a preacher, you're just a shepherd.
你就根本不是一个牧者，一个讲道的人，你不过是一个牧羊人。
And so Amos is very much rejected by the people in Israel.
所以呢，阿莫斯是被北国的以色列，北方的以色列国所拒绝。
But his message is very powerful.
但是他的信息却是非常的有力。
This book breaks down into two parts.
所以阿摩斯书被分成两个部分。
Slide 6. Oh, yes. Almost all of the book is judgment.
基本上他书里边所有的信息都是审判。
9 chapters.
九章之多。
And it's a message of constant judgment.
就是不断的一个审判的信息。
Then at the end, there are only 5 verses about restoration.
但是只有在最后五节的时候有讲到这个复兴和重建。
So most of the book is about judgment.
所以这本书的绝大部分是审判的信息。
Now I want to show you a bit of how he preaches his message.
我想跟你们讲一下他怎么样来传讲信息。
Because remember, Israel is in a time of prosperity.
记住当时以色列国正是繁荣昌盛的时候。
I guess right now, if someone named Amos came and preached in America, we would listen.
如果现在我们把阿摩斯请到美国来，大概我们会听他的信息。
If he said, God is going to judge you with disease and all of this, we would say, oh yes, we understand.
如果阿摩斯在我们这个时代说神会用疾病来审判你们，我们说哦，是的，我们了解是这样的。
But he is preaching at a time where everything is going great.
但是他却是在一个每样事情都很顺利很好的时期来传讲这个信息的。
And so he writes about, or he talks about God's judgment, and he says 3 things I want you to see.
所以他讲了三样关于神审判的信息，我想你们看一下。
First of all, he tells them who is going to judge them.
第一个，他告诉他们谁会来审判他们。
Chapter 1.
第一章，阿摩斯书。
He begins to tell them about the judgment.
他开始讲述这个神要送给他们的审判。
The Lord will roar.
他说耶和华必从锡安吼叫。
Then he says verse 3, I will not revoke the punishment.
神说耶和华说我必不免去他们的刑罚。
Verse 4, I will send fire.
他说我第四节我却要降火。
Verse 5, I will break the gates of Damascus.
我必折断大马士革的门栓。
Over and over, God says, I am the one doing this.
一而再，再而三的神说，我是这样子施行审判的神。
Now, I again wish that we were together in class.
我真是希望我们大家能是就是在一起。
So you could answer my question.
所以你们就可以回答我的问题。
When Israel is judged,
当以色列国被审判的时候
,What army is going to invade them?
那是哪个军队去侵略攻击这个以色列呢？大家谁可以回答？你可以把静音打开，然后一会儿回答完再关上。I'm telling them. Babies. Which one? 你再说一遍。
是那个菲利士。
Oh, they said Philistine.
Should be the issue? The Syrians.
The Assyrian army.
他说应该是是亚述的军队。
But here is the thing about Amos.
但是阿摩斯书里边讲到。
He doesn't say to them.
他没有对他们说。
Assyria roars from Zion.
他没有说亚述会从西安吼叫。
Assyria will punish you.
亚述会惩罚你们。
He says,
阿摩斯是书上这样讲。
God will punish you.
神会惩罚你们。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
And we really don't see this in English, and I don't know that you will see it in Chinese.
在英文里这个看的不是很明显，我不知道中文是不是翻出来了。
But when he says in chapter 4, verse 6, I gave you cleanness of teeth, I took away your food.
他说我使你们在一切城中牙齿干净。
In Hebrew, it actually repeats the I.
在英文里边是You mean just this verse? The repeat I? Yeah. 在英文里边这个我是重复的。
I, yes, I took away your food.
他说我是我使你们在一切城中牙齿干净。
Does it do that in Chinese?
No.
No, okay. We don't,
中文里也没有重复。
It's not in English either. It's a very awkward way to say it. But what he is doing is he's emphasizing, this is me that will judge you.
他这个英文里边呢也没有把它翻出来，但是在希伯来文的原文里边，这是一个比较不太寻常、比较笨拙的说辞方，就是一个比较特别的表达方式，说我是我，我让你们一切程度牙齿干净，在强调这是神所做的。
Who is sending judgment? It is God.
是谁送来审判呢？是神。
How will the judgment come?
审判如何来临呢？
He says you're going to have natural disasters.
第一个他们会有那个灾害。
He says you're going to have invasion.
你会有人来敌国来侵略你。
And he gives a picture that I want you to see because sometimes when we read the prophets, they are difficult for us.
他给了我们一个图片，我很想让你们能够了解，因为当我们读先知书的时候，有时候就变得比较困难。
Because their world is so different than our world.
因为他们的世界跟我们的世界好像很不一样。
Go to chapter 3.
比如说到第三章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
And he uses a very strange picture.
他用了一个很奇怪的、很不寻常的图片、图像来表示。
As a shepherd rescues the mouth from the mouth of the lion, two legs or a piece of ear.So shall the people of Israel be rescued.
牧人怎样从狮子口中抢回两条羊腿或半个耳朵，就是说他们就是以色列人得救也不过如此。
Now, when you read that, it sounds kind of strange.
你读的时候觉得挺奇怪的，是不是？
But if you go back to the book of Exodus, you'll read something very fascinating.
但是如果你回到出埃及记，你会读到一些很有趣的事。
If a shepherd was hired to take care of a flock of sheep,
如果一个牧羊人被雇，就是被雇用去照顾羊群。
And remember, Amos is a shepherd, so he knows this law very well.
要记得阿摩斯他是牧羊人，所以他对这个律法是非常的清楚的。
If a shepherd is hired to take care of a flock of sheep,
如果一个牧羊人被雇去照顾羊群。
And he goes to the owner the next day.
然后第二天他去主人那里。
And he says, a lion came and took one of the sheep away.
他说有狮子来抢走了一只羊。
The shepherd has to pay for the sheep.
那这样的话呢，这个牧羊人呢就必须要偿还这个所丢失的羊。
Because the owner thinks maybe the shepherd actually cooked and ate my sheep.
也许主人会想，可能是不是这个牧羊人把我的羊给杀了、宰了、吃了。
Or maybe he didn't try to rescue the sheep.
或者是他就没有努力的想要把这个羊给救回来。
And the shepherd's job is to protect the sheep.
但是牧羊人的工作本来就是要保护羊群。
And so according to the law, the shepherd had to pay for the sheep.
又根据这个律法呢，这个牧羊人，被雇的牧羊人必须要偿还这只羊。
However,
但是
if the shepherd brought a leg or a piece of the ear of the sheep,
如果牧羊人能带回来一只羊腿或者是这个羊的耳朵，
And the owner could see the teeth marks that showed it was a lion that attacked.
然后他可以主人可以从这个羊腿或者羊的耳朵上看到狮子的牙齿印。
Now the shepherd doesn't have to pay.
现在这个牧羊人就不需要偿还了。
Because that proves, oh, there was a great animal that attacked and it was too powerful for a person to fight away.
然后这就显示了说确实是有一个很凶猛的动物来攻击羊群，然后这个动物太凶猛了，这个牧羊人没法保护羊群，没法保护这只羊。
Amos is a shepherd, so he knows that law.
阿摩斯他是牧羊人，所以他知道这条规定。
And so he says to Israel, let me tell you what's going to happen to you.
所以他就对以色列人告诉说，让我告诉你们未来会发生什么。
There will only be enough of you left to proveThat you were killed.
然后只有你们中间只有足够的人留下来，来显示说你们被杀了。
Someone's going to be able to carry a leg away and say, "Here is evidence they were destroyed."
然后他们就会有人拿了这个羊腿，就是说，哦，你看这就是证据，这个羊已经被杀了，你们这些人也被杀了。
It's a picture of absolute destruction.
这是一个就是完全的一个毁灭的图片。
Now, why would such a terrible thing happen?
为什么会发生如此可怕的事情呢？
And here is the core of the book.
这个阿摩斯书的核心就在于
Israel is prospering, everything is great.
然后以色列是繁荣昌盛，每件事情都很好。
And God says, you're going to be destroyed.
但神说你们要被毁灭。
Why?
为什么？
Chapter 5.
第五章。
You who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth, verse 7.
就是第七节说，你们这是公平变为阴沉，将公义丢弃于地的。
You don't do justice to people.
你们对人民不施行公平。
Verse
24. 第24节。
Let justice roll down like waters.
唯愿公平如大水滔滔。
Righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
使公义如江河滔滔。
Chapter 6, verse 12, you have turned justice into poison.
第六章12节说，你们却使公平变为苦胆。
Here is the message of Amos.
这是阿摩斯的信息。
He says, you go through all of the rituals of religion.
你们就是经过了所有的宗教的仪式，只是做了宗教的仪式。
But the way you treat the poor and underclass is unjust.
但是你们去对待这种贫穷人和这个下层人民的这种方式，却是完全的不公义。
He says, you sell the poor for a pair of shoes.
就是你们为了一双鞋就卖掉穷人。
He says, you go on the Sabbath day to worship.
你们在安息日去敬拜神。
This is chapter 8. I'm sorry, I didn't
hear it. 第八章第。
But you can't wait for the Sabbath to be over.
但是你不能再着急等着这个安息日赶快结束。
So that you may offer wheat for sale.
所以你们 which verse?
Verse 5.
所以这样你们就可以去卖好卖粮。
Make the ephah small and the shekel great.
你卖出用小升斗，收银用大机子。
Deal deceitfully with false balances.
用诡诈的天平欺哄人。
Now, let me explain.
让我解释一下。
They didn't have credit cards.
那个时候没有信用卡。
So, there was many chances to cheat.
所以呢有很多的机会可以就是欺哄。
Actually, you will understand this if you have shopped in markets better than my American 18-year-olds who think that everything is sold in Walmart.
如果你去那个就是那个跳蚤市场买过东西，而不是说只是像那些美国的18岁的年轻的孩子认为所有的东西都是从树上，钱都是从树上掉下来长的。
You go to the market.
你去那个跳蚤自由市场。
And someone is selling 5 kilogram bags of rice.
有人就比如说要卖给你这个5公斤的大米。
But in every bag, they take out just 5 grams.
但是每一袋米呢，他们就给你少算5克。
Not enough for anyone to notice.
没人会注意到。
But by the end of the day, they have a whole other bag to sell.
但是这到一天结束的时候呢，这个卖家呢，他就结出就是就能够省出来一袋多出来一袋米。
They cheat everybody a little bit.
他就是每个人，他们都骗他们，就是欺哄人家一点。
To build up their profits.
这样的话，他们的利益会增加。
To make the shekel great, he says.
就是让你的这个他们的那个shekel, 就是他们的那个他们那个银币可以增加价值。
Now this is harder for us to understand.
对我们来讲不太容易了解。
But their coins, a silver coin, for instance,
他们的银币,
was made of silver.
他们的银币真的就是银子做的。
And someone would take, and they would just shave off a tiny little bit of the edge of the coin.
他们就在那银币上面就是把它就是磨就是砍掉一点点的银子。
No one could notice.
没有人能注意到。
But if I shave a little bit off of every coin, and then I melt it, I have some silver.
但是把每一个银币上面的那个银子呢就是刮下来一点点，当你最后集中在一起，你再把它融化，你就有银子了。
Now I should tell you that the prophets
就是先知
are very uncomfortable books.
先知书是让人很不舒服的书。
Someone asked me a couple weeks ago.
一两个星期前有人问我。
In Hope Sound we had a bunch of flooding.
在我们这个地区现在有些洪水，有些淹，有些那个洪水。
And they said, "Oh, you teach Bible."
啊，有人就说你是教圣经的是吗
？Do the prophets in the Bible talk about 2020?
这个是先知圣经里面有没有讲先知书里面有没有讲过2020年
？And I said, "Yes, they do."
然后我说是，他们是讲到。
They were very excited.
他们就挺兴奋的。
Because they had been reading on Facebook.
因为他们在读脸书。
So they thought I was going to tell them what verse in the Old Testament prophesies COVID-19.
然后他们就想着说我会从先知书里面找一句经文就是预言了这个新冠病毒的。
But that was not my answer.
但是那个却不是我的答复。
Because I don't think that's what the prophets are trying to do.
然后我觉得那个不是先知所要讲的。
They are saying to their readers right then and to us right now.
这个先知在对他们当时的读者还有对我们说
This is God's word to you.
这是神对你们的话语。
We don't take our coins and shave off the edge.
我们不会说把这个银币拿出来然后把它的那个边上就是去磨掉一点。
But Amos talks to us in 2020.
但是阿莫斯也是对我们2020年的人来说话。
I have a job working for an employer.
比如说我被雇，我在为一个人工作。
I'm allowed a 15-minute break in the middle of the morning.
在早晨的时间，我有15分钟的休息时间。
But I stretch it to 25 minutes.
但是我把这个休息时间把它拉长到25分钟。
I have shaved off. A little bit of the silver coin.
所以我就把这个银币上边的这些就给银子给弄掉一点。
I have a job selling a product.
我的工作是要卖一个产品。
And I hide its weaknesses.
但是呢我却不把这个产品的弱点就是缺点告诉对方。
I'm taking a little grain out of the bag.
我就是在卖的那个大米里边拿出来几克。
I file my taxes.
比如说我要报税了。
And I underestimate my income.
但是我却少报我的收入。
I am taking a little bit out of the bag.
然后我是从那个大米袋子里边又拿出来几。
Now here's the problem.
问题在于。
We say.
我们说。
That's just a little thing.
那不过就是件小事。
And besides, my boss doesn't pay me enough anyway.
但是不管怎么样，我老板给我发的工资不够的。
The government wastes too much money anyway.
然后政府也浪费了很多钱。
And it's buyer beware. If they don't ask about the defects, I'm not going to tell them.
然后这也是那个买家的问题，他也没问我这个产品有什么缺陷呢，所以我也不用主动告诉他。
That's what we say.
那是我们说的。
But here's what God says.
但是神是怎么说？神是这样说的。
We deal deceitfully with false balances.
我们是用那个不公正的这个不公正的这个天平来欺哄别人。
Verse 6, we sell the chaff for wheat.
但是 chapter 8 verse 6.
6, yes, the last.
将坏了的麦子卖给人。
The book of Amos has this message.
所以阿莫斯的信息有这样，是这样的。
Honesty is part of loving our neighbor.
诚实是你爱你邻舍的一种方式。
And when we do not love our neighbor and treat our neighbor honestly,
当我们不爱我们的邻舍，不以诚实来对待他们的时候，
it makes God very angry.
让神很生气。
And he judges us.
然后神会审判我们。
And so God's message to the people of Israel.
所以神对以色列人的信息是。
Back in chapter 5.
再回到第五章。
One of the most powerful pictures in the Old Testament.
在旧约里边一个非常有说服力强有力的一幅图片。
Verse 21.
第五章第二十一节。
I hate your festivals.
我厌恶你们的节期。
I take no delight in your worship.
也不喜悦你们的筵束会。
Though you offer me offerings, I will not accept them.
你们虽然向我献燔祭和束祭，我却不悦纳。
Verse 23, take away the noise of your songs.
要使你们歌唱的声音远离我。
I will not listen to your harps.
因为我不听你们弹琴的响声。
Instead,
就是而是相反的。
Let justice roll down like water.
我愿公平如大水滔滔。
Righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
使公义如江河滔滔。
Perhaps I will be in trouble here.
也许我现在有麻烦了。
But since it's recorded, Sister Lake can just delete the recording.
因为我们在那个 I can just pause.
Say, oops, I lost it. No, don't.
Okay.
But here is the message of Amos.
这是阿摩斯的信息。
Our justice towards people who are weak.
我们对这个软弱的人，就是不是那么弱势群体的这种公正和公义。
Our treatment of other people is a picture of how much we love God.
我们如何对待别人，就是我们有多爱神的一个表现。
Here is where I will get in trouble.
这里可能我会有麻烦。
I have been very upset, as I know many of you have, about the riots and the protests in our country.
我知道很多，就像大家可能感觉跟我一样，对这边的这个所谓的这个抗议到最后这个暴乱，这种骚乱，我们是很觉得很挺沮丧的。
Those things are wrong.
这样的做是肯定是不对的。
But I also know this.
但是我也知道。
I have read history.
我也读过历史书。
And many times, Christians in America have treated other races, other groups of people unjustly.
在就是在美国的历史上，就是基督徒确实是对别的种族和别的团体是不公正。
And God says in Amos, if you do that,
然后圣经上神说，如果你这样做，
I will send judgment.
我会送来审判。
Now here's the thing that is difficult.
然后这里是比较难以困难的。
Judgment is not always immediate.
这个审判不是说马上的，即时就是现实的。
Amos preaches this message somewhere around 760 or 770.
Amos의 这个信息大概是在公元前770年或者760年。
And it is 50 years before the judgment comes.
这是审判来临之前的50年讲的。
Most of the people who heard Amos preach were dead by then.
到那个审判来临的时候，大多数听到这个阿摩斯那个当时讲道的人都已经死了。
And they died saying, "Ha, I got by with it."
然后他们死的时候，你看，说这些根本我就没事嘛。
I cheated the poor and nothing happened.
我这个欺哄穷人，但是什么事情也没发生。
In fact, look at me, I died rich.
你看我死的时候挺富有的。
And I have an inheritance to give to my children.
然后我可以把我的财产留给我的孩子们。
But the Assyrian, the judgment came.
但是这个亚述人是什么时候来？
The Assyrians attacked.
这亚述人来攻击他们。
And that inheritance was carried away by the enemy.
然后他所留下来的财产都被敌人抢走了。
When I read Amos,
当我读阿莫斯的时候，
I realize that sometimes, I'm not saying always,
我觉得有的时候不是所有的时候
But sometimes
但有时
The sins that have carried on in the past
我们所收获的是过去所犯过的这个罪 所有过的罪
Because God says injustice must be judged
因为神说这个所有的不公正不公义一定会被审判
Now, let me end with good news on Amos.
让我最后以这个好消息来结束。
I love this at the end of the book.
我喜欢这本书结束的时候，结尾。
Slide 9.
在第九章幻灯片。
Because everything that he prophesied of judgment, he shows will someday be turned around.
因为他讲的所有的这个审判，在有一天会被会调转过来。
I have called these five verses the great reversal, the great turning around.
然后我就把这五节称为是一个伟大的一个就是一个翻转，一个伟大的一个掉头。
Because before he said there will be judgment.
因为在他说有以后会有审判，会有审判。
Now he says there will be mercy.
现在他说这边会在那日会有怜悯。
In chapter 5, he said Israel will fall.
在第五章他说以色列会败落。
In chapter 9, he says I will raise up Israel.
在第九章结束了他说我会让以色列重新兴起。
In chapter 3, he said Israel will be destroyed.
在第三章说以色列会被毁坏。
Now he says I will rebuild.
然后这里说我会重建以色列。
Chapter 5, he said there will be judgment.
第五章说会有审判。
Chapter 9, he says there will be blessing.
但是在这里他会说是对我的子民会有祝福。
Chapter 5, he said I will send famine.
第五章他讲到说神会送来饥荒。
Chapter 9, he says there will be feasting.
但是在第九章会说会有宴席。
Chapter 5, he says, I will send you into exile.
然后第五章说神会放逐他们。
And the word exile is a word that means, literally, it was a word that meant to send you away naked. You will have nothing.
然后这个放逐就是让你赤身裸体的，让你就是把你送出去，就是你什么都没有。
But now he says, I will give you an inheritance.
但是在这里他说我会给你产业。
All of the judgments that come earlier,
所有在
will someday be turned around.
所有这些早期前面所提到的这些审判在这里都会被翻转。
I think I have probably heard more pessimism in 2020 than all of my life.
我在2020年所听到的这些悲观的这些想法在我比我以前所听到的所有的都多。
And if I'm honest, some days I have probably been more pessimistic in 2020 than in all my life.
也许我会在2020年可能会也许会有这个比这个更加令人就是悲观的沮丧的。
But the end of Amos is very, very important to me.
但是呢阿摩斯的这个结尾对我是非常的重要。
Because it says,
因为他说
the same God who allows judgment will someday give hope.
这同样一位允许审判降临的神有一天会带来盼望。
He will someday turn our judgment to blessing.
他有一天会把我们的审判转换为这种祝福。
In the meantime,
同时
what do you and I do?
那你和我应该怎么做呢?
Do we go on Facebook and find all kinds of conspiracy theories?
然后我们再去脸书上看各种各样的这样的阴谋论吗?
Do we panic and spend all of our time reading about how terrible things are coming?
我们就很惊慌去读这个说对于未来可怕的预言吗?
Amos says no.
阿摩斯说不是的。
Amos says this is what you do.
阿摩斯说你要这样做。
Let justice roll down like waters.
就说我愿公平如大水滚滚。
Righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
使公义如江河滔滔。
I don't have time to do this today.
我今天没时间这样做。
But maybe someday I will do it.
也许有一天我会。
We can go back through history.
我们可以回顾历史。
Men like Wilberforce in England in the 19th century.
比如19世纪的威尔伯福斯。
Kuyper, Abraham Kuyper in the Netherlands in the early 20th century.
在早期20世纪的这个叫海伯在新西兰的。
Over and over through history, we can find individuals.
You mean Heiber is in New Netherlands, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, 在荷兰的这个海伯，我们可以一次又一次的看到在历史上。
Over and over, we can find people in history.
我们可以看到历史上一些人物。
Charles Colson in our own time.
在我们现在的这个寇森牧师，寇森。
Who read the book of Amos.
他就是读到阿莫斯书
and said, I myself
他说我自己
will let justice roll down like water
会让公平如大水滚滚
and God used them
然后神就用他们
to change their world
去改变了他们的世界
Now, if I am very honest and practical
如果我是很诚实也很实际
It shows me that we have 18 people listening today.
今天有18个人一共是 17, I have two device log in.
Oh, okay. Probably none of the 17 are going to become an Abraham Kuyper and become the prime minister of a country.
大概我们中间不会有一个人会像那个亚伯拉罕海伯成为一个国家的首相。
I don't think anyone in this class is on the ballot for president for 2020.
我也不觉得我们中间任何一个人会被竞选总统会出现在这个选票上。
But here's what we can do.
但是我们可以做的是
In our businesses.
在我们的生意做的商业中
In our relationship with those around us.
跟我们周围人的关系上
In our treatment of other people.
在我们对待别人的时候
People who are different than we are
跟那些跟我们不一样的人
we can show justice, we can show mercy, we can be righteous.
我们可以显示公平、怜悯、我们公义。
And God will honor that.
神会尊荣这些。
Now, one more book that I want to look at today.
下一个今天要看的书是 I go to slide 10.
Very good. Okay, very good. And I'm going to try to do this quickly, although Jonah is one of my favorite books and I could spend the whole class on it.
虽然约拿是我最喜欢的一本书，我其实可以整个时间都在讲约拿，但是我们可以看走过。
I think I can do this because you know the story. I don't need to tell you the story of the book.
大家都知道这个约拿的故事，所以我不需要给你们再整个很快的讲这本书。
But Jonah lives at the same time, approximate time as Amos.
约拿生活的时间大概跟阿摩斯是同时期的。
Amos is preaching to the people of Israel.
阿摩斯对以色列国北国讲道。
And God gives Jonah a very uncomfortable assignment.
神给了约拿一个令人非常不适的一个工作，一个任务。
If we said that Amos was called from South Florida to go preach in Washington D.C.
如果我们说约拿是被不是阿摩斯是被从南佛州被呼召到华盛顿去讲道。
Jonah was called to go preach to ISIS.
但是约拿却被呼召去向那个伊斯兰国的这ISIS 来讲道。
And he doesn't want to go.
他一点都不想去。
And he's very smart not to want to go.
他因为不想去，他也很聪明，找了个办法。
Because Assyria is Israel's enemy.
因为亚述是以色列的。
They are in a time where right then they are weaker.
然后就在他们那个这个亚述开始势力的没有的衰败的时候。
But Jonah knows they are still stronger than Israel.
但是约拿知道说这个亚述还是比以色列强壮。
And he is smart enough to know that if Israel is ever attacked by Assyria, they will probably lose.
然后他也知道如果亚述来攻击以色列那以色列肯定会战败肯定打不过。
Nineveh was a wicked, wicked people.
然后尼尼微人是非常邪恶的人。
They were cruel.
他们非常的残忍。
I gave you some slides that give pictures from Nineveh.
我给你们一些图片你们可以看到尼尼微的 why it doesn't move.
Slide 13.
Okay.It's move slow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, what you need to understand is this.
你要了解的是
These are pictures that were found when archaeologists dug into the Assyrian palace.
这是那个考古学家在那个亚述的宫殿挖掘的时候所发现出来的这些图片。
They found carvings in the waiting room outside the king's throne.
他们就是发现在这个国王的他的宫殿外边就是你那个等候国王的一个房间里边的墙上的这些浮雕。
So when someone came to meet the Assyrian king,
所以当人来朝见来朝见这个亚述国王的亚述王的时候
,as he is waiting to go in,
在他等着要进去的时候
,these are the carvings on the walls.
这是墙上的这些雕饰。
To say to him,
就对这个来朝见的人说
If you don't do what the king tells you, this is how he treats his enemies.
如果你不去做这个王要你所做的这是他如何对待他的敌人的。
So imagine you were waiting to go in to visit with President Trump.
想象一下你要等着在要进去见那个川普总统。
And these were the paintings on the wall in the waiting room.
然后这是在你那个等候室里边的墙上挂了图画。
Just look, slide 13.
你就看这个幻灯片13。
Slide 14.
还有第14。
They have impaled, next. Yes, impaled a person on a spear.
他们这个13上面讲得很他们把一个人的眼睛给挖出来用那个毛。
I have a bunch of these, I only gave you a couple.
我有好几好多但是我只给了你们几张。
But they prided themselves on their cruelty to their enemies.
他们以他们对敌人的这个对他们就是对手的这个残忍而为荣。
And God says to Jonah, go preach to these people.
然后神对约拿说你去对这些人传道。
And Jonah says, I don't want to preach to them.
然后约拿说我不想对这些人讲道。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想让你们看到的是。
The reason he doesn't want to preach to them is not because he's afraid they will kill him.
他之所以不想去讲道不是他害怕他们这些人会杀他。
He doesn't want to preach because he's afraid they will repent.
他不想去讲道是因为他担心怕这些人是会会悔改。
And he knows that if they repent,
他知道如果他们悔改的话
God will forgive them.
神会饶恕他们。
And have mercy.
然后神也会怜悯他们。
And God, Jonah does not want God to have mercy on them.
神，约拿不想神对这些人尼尼微人有怜悯。
And so here's what happens in the book of Jonah.
所以对约拿是所发生的事情就是
God's prophet
然后神的先知
preaches judgment.
神的先知去传讲这个审判的信息。
If you look at Jonah's sermon in chapter 3, verse 4.
如果你看约拿的这个讲道在第三章第四节。
When he finally goes to Nineveh.
当最后约拿终于去了尼尼微城的时候。
And he begins to preach.
他就开始讲道。
This is his sermon.
他的那个讲道就是说。
In 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown.
再等40日尼尼微必倾覆了。
That's it.
那就只是他的信息。
Nothing about repenting.
一点没讲到这个悔改。
Nothing about mercy.
也没有一点讲到怜悯。
Just, you're gonna die.
就是说你们要死了。
God's gonna destroy you.
神会毁灭你们。
But listen to this, and this is amazing.
但是你听这个真的是很令人惊奇。
When the king of Nineveh hears it.
就是说这消息当传到尼尼微王的耳中。
He is a pagan.
他是一个外邦人。
He knows nothing about Jehovah.
他对耶和华神一无所知。
But somehow.
但是不知道怎么回事儿。
God shows in his heart.
神在他的心里显示。
The possibility of hope.
神在他的心里展示了一种可能的希望。
And so he orders that everyone will fast.
所以他就通令就是说所有的人都要禁食。
That everyone will repent.
每个人都要悔改。
That they will turn away from their evil.
个人回头离开所行的恶道。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Who knows?
他说谁知道呢或者神。
Perhaps God will turn from his fierce anger.
或者神不发转意不发烈怒。
So that we may not perish.
转意后悔使我们不自灭亡。
The prophet gave no signs of hope.
这个先知呢没有给他们任何这个希望的一个迹象。
But the pagan king.
但是这个外邦的这个王。
Thought maybe God will have mercy.
想说也许或者。
Verse 10.
第十节。
When God saw their repentance.
当神看到他们查看他们的行为见他们离开恶道。
He relented, he turned away from the disaster.
他就后悔不把所说的灾祸降于他们了。
He did not do it.
神就没有审判他们。没有。
Now if I stop there,
我们就暂时就停在这里。
And you never read the book of Jonah.
如果你从来没有读过约拿书。
The prophet preaches.
然后这个先知讲道。
The whole city repents.
然后这个整个城市都悔改了。
What would you think is the next verse?
那你觉得下一节经文应该是怎么样呢？应该是说什么呢？
Prophet was so happy.
然后这个先知好高兴啊。
But here's what it says.
但是这里却是这样说。
It displeased Jonah and he was angry.
这是约拿大大不悦且甚发怒。
And he says, God, I knew this would happen.
他就说神啊我知道就会这样的。
I knew you are a merciful God.
我知道你是有怜悯的神。
So God, please take away my life. Kill me.
所以啊，耶和华求你现在取我的性命。
He is angry.
他挺生气的。
That God has mercy.
因为神呢有怜悯。
On his enemies.
因为神对他的敌人有怜悯。
We're out of time.
我们现在时间不够了。
But the rest of the book is a wonderful picture.
但是这个书的故事的后半部分是很棒的图画。
We have just long enough to show you one little thing about it.
我再给大家讲一件。
Because in verse 4 when it says Jonah was angry.
在第四节他说约拿很生气发怒。
In Hebrew, it says, Jonah was hot.
那个英文希伯来文里面那个发怒的词就是约拿很热。
We say it the same way. When someone gets very mad, we say, wow, they were hot. They were angry.
英文里面也是同样的就是说当一个人他很生气的时候我们就是这个人变得很热。
And so Jonah says to God, I want to die.
然后约拿就对神说我想死。
Remember the hot.
记住这个发怒这个热的词。
Verse 5, Jonah goes outside the city.
第五节约拿就出城了。
And he builds a little shade over himself.
他就建了一座为自己搭了一座棚。
And it says God made a plant to grow and to provide shade.
神就安排一棵蓖麻就是遮过他的头。
And Jonah, verse 6, was glad for the plant.
约拿因这颗蓖麻就大大喜乐。
But the next morning, God sent a worm to eat the plant.
次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬着蓖麻，一只枯槁。
And the sun beat down on the head of Jonah.
然后日头出来的时候，那个炎热的东风就暴晒约拿的头。
He gets what? Hot.
他现在怎么样呢？暴晒他就变得很热。
Verse 1, he was hot, now he's hot again.
第四节他说他发怒就是他很热到现在他又很热。
And again he says, it's better for me to die than to live.
他就为自己求死说我死了比活着还好。
And God says, are you really angry with a plant?
神说你因为这个蓖麻就真的很热很发怒吗
?And he says, yes, I'm angry.
然后他说是我就很生气。
I'm angry enough to die.
我发怒以至于死都合理。
And then,God says something that you must not miss.
然后接着神说了一句你一定不能错过。
Now I have had people tell me I'm wrong about this.
有些人跟我说我这样讲是不对的。
That God is never humorous.
神从来没有幽默。
But listen to this and tell me if you don't think it's funny.
但是你听听这个你如果不觉得这个有趣的话好笑的话。
God says to Jonah.
神耶和华说
You feel sorry for a plant.
你因为这个蓖麻一个植物你感觉很难过你很爱惜。
Verse 11, shouldn't I have pity on an entire city?
然后神说难道我不应该对这个大城有联系有爱惜吗
?A city that has 120,000 people who don't even know right and wrong.
他有12万多人这些人都不能分辨善恶。
And then, I think the funniest words in all of the Bible.
我觉得这个在圣经里边最有趣的一个词。
Jonah, if you won't feel sorry for the people.
如果约拿你不会为这个城里的人感觉就是爱惜不为他们难过。
Remember there are also many cows.
你要记住里边有好多的牛有许多的牲畜。
I think that God is mocking Jonah.
我觉得神在嘲笑约拿。
Jonah!
约拿
,You want all these people to die!
你想这些人都死掉。
At least feel sorry for the cows.
至少吧为这些牲畜感到难过吧。
What is the point?
这个他的这个神的意思是什么
?Here's the point.
这个神的这个要讲的意思就是
,If I love God,
如果我爱神
,I must,Love people.
我必须也要爱人。
Now, maybe that's easy if it's my family.
如果是我的家人可能那个容易一些。
But sometimes it's hard even for family.
但是就算是家人有时候也挺困难的。
It's even harder when it's my neighbor.
甚至是我的邻居也挺困难的。
harder when it's some people in church that I disagree with.
或者是在教会里跟我意见不同的人也很难。
But Jonas says,
但是约拿说,
if I love God,
如果我爱神,
I must even love my enemies.
我也要爱我的仇敌。
Why?
为什么?
Because God loves them.
因为神也爱他们。
And if he loves them,
如果神也爱他们,
I must love them.
我也必须要爱他们。
These are powerful books for us today.
这些书,先知书对我们今天的人是非常有力的,有说服力的书。
Because you see, we live in a very divided world.
因为我们活在一个非常分裂的世界。
When you see the news of people who are doing terrible things,
当你看到这个新闻里人所做的这些可怕的事情的时候,
if you want to understand the books of the minor prophets,
如果你想要去了解小先知书,
you need to be able to look at the pictures of those rioters.
你要去看到那些就是那些骚乱者的照片。
And not just see a rioter.
不单单是看到这个骚乱者。
But see someone that God loves.
然后看到神所爱的这个人。
And then, and this is hard.
然后这个就是挺困难的。
You must love them.
你必须要去爱他们。
Because that's what the message of Jonah is.
因为这就是约拿的信息。
That if I love God, I must love my enemy.
如果我爱神，我也必须要爱我的仇敌。
And if we see that, we'll see that the minor prophets have a powerful message for us today.
如果我们看到这一点，我们就知道小先知书对我们今天的人有很重要的信息。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, help us to love our neighbor.
亲爱的主，帮助我们去爱我们的邻舍。
Not just the neighbors that are like us.
不单单是那些喜欢我们的邻舍。
Not just the neighbors who are nice.
不单单是那些很好的邻舍。
But help us to love the neighbors that are difficult to love.
帮助我们去爱那些难，就是很难爱的，很不可爱的邻舍。
Our enemies.
我们的仇敌。
Not because they're nice.
不单单是因为他们人好。
Many times they aren't nice.
有很多时候他们挺糟，不好。
But help us to love them because you love them.
帮助我们去爱他们，因为你也爱他们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
谢谢。Thank you.
I will see you next week.
下个星期见。
值得爱的人都爱不过来，怎么去爱敌人呢？
C has a question said, you know, like, how to love the unlovely.
It is, okay, when God commands us to love.
当神命令我们去爱的时候。
That means that love cannot simply be an emotion.
这意味着爱不单单是一种情绪。
Because you cannot command an emotion.
因为你没有办法命令一种情绪，一种感受。
I can't say to you, all right, on the count of three, everyone in the class must become angry.
我不能对你们说我数三下然后你们中间的所有人都要变得生气。
You can't order an emotion.
你不能去定制或者去命令一种情绪。
So when God makes a command, it means it's not an emotion, it's a choice, what I will do.
所以当神有一个诫命的时候那个不是一种情绪而是一个选择就是说我要怎么去做。
When God commands Jonah to love and preach to Nineveh,
当神命令约拿去尼尼微城讲道的时候，传道的时候
，It's not a command about what he must feel about them.
不是说哦让他去爱去尼尼微城讲道，不是说神在要求约拿有什么样的情绪感受。
It is a command about what he must do.
这个 这个命令是说他要去做什么。
A man said to me,
有一个人对我说,
You preach that I must love my wife.
你讲到说我必须要爱我的妻子。
But I don't even like my wife.
我甚至都不喜欢我的妻子。
I wish we had never married.
我真是希望我们从来都没结婚。
So how can I love her?
那我怎么爱她呢?
And I said to him,
我对他说,
I did not tell you you have to like your wife.
我没告诉你说你必须要喜欢你的太太。
I said you must love her.
我说的是你必须要去爱她。
How do I do that?
那我如何做呢?
And I said if you felt love for her,
如果你感觉到对他的爱意
What would you do?
那你会怎么做呢
And he told me.
然后他就告诉我他会怎么做
I said, okay, go do those things.
然后我说那你就去做那些事情
To love someone who is unlovable
去爱那些不可爱的人
doesn't mean that I will feel a certain emotion.
不是说我里边就有这样的一定程度的这种感受这种
It means I will takeCertain actions.
而是意味着说我要采取一些行动。
And so I must decide if I loved that person who is so hateful.
如果我去爱一个很令人，我决定要去爱一个很令人憎恨的人。
If I loved them, what would I do for them?
如果我真的是爱，我如果我爱他们，我会为他们做什么呢？
And then I must do it.
然后我就要去这样，采取这样的行动。
That is loving my neighbor.
那就是爱我的邻舍。
Now, when I do that,
当我这样做的时候
the emotion may come.
也许你的这种情绪，这种爱意会，会。
I may begin to feel love.
也许你会开始感受到这种爱意。
But even if I do not,
就算你没有感受到这种情绪
if the feeling never comes,
如果你从来都没有这种情绪这种爱意
I have still obeyed God's command to love my neighbor
我仍然就是顺服了神的这个要爱邻舍的这个诫命
Because loving my neighbor is a choice that I make
因为爱邻舍是我做的一个选择
To act in a certain way
就是说采取一定就是一样的行动表现
If it were just emotion, that command would be impossible.
如果这只是一个情绪一种感受的话，那这种诫命是不可能的，不可能实现的。
But if it is an action, I can do it, even if I don't feel any change.
如果就但是如果是行动的话，就算是我没有任何的感受，没有任看到任何的改变，我仍然可以去做。
But again, I will say the good news is that when we do the action, very often, not always, but very often, our emotions begin to change.
但是我有一个好消息，就是当你采取这样的行动的时候，通常，不是所有的时候，但是通常你就会就有这种感受，这种爱意的感受。
Okay.
刘磊，我还有一个问题哈，我就想说问一问。这个爱所有的人包括圣经里面那些恶人吗坏人吗
He asked, it means love everyone. Is that means love all the evil people in the Bible? 你说是圣经中所有人还是现代社会中所有的这种很邪恶人、
包括以前跟现在。
Include all the people in the past or in the present, all the wicked people, very wicked people.
Yeah.
Your neighbor is the person, the people that you have an opportunity to love.
他说你的邻舍是说你有这种机会去爱的人。
If love is an action,
如果爱是一种行动
then I really don't think I have to ask, do you love a person that you've never met in Africa?
我不能说去问一个说你爱不爱一个你从来没有碰到过的遇到过在非洲的人。
It is, do you show love, do you act in a loving way towards the people you come in contact with?
是说你有没有显示爱然后呢采取爱的行动对那些你遇到的人。
Yeah,
so not for the people in the history in the past, but for...
So let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
I have never met and I will never meet Adolf Hitler.
我从来没有碰到过，我也不会遇到希特勒。
So I do not need to spend any energy to ask, do I love him?
Thank you.
所以我不需要花任何的精力去问说我爱希特勒吗？
But at a church where I worked.
但是在我所工作的这个所在的那个有一个教会。
There was a German lady.
那有一位德国的女士。
Who was very difficult to love.
她呢是很难让你去爱起来的人。
She was rude.
她很没有礼貌。
She was unkind to people.
她对人也很不友善。
And one day I realized.
有一天我意识到。
I have to love her.
我必须得去爱她。
Thank you very much. 谢谢刘磊。
啊他说。
真的。谢谢麦牧师，谢谢刘。谢谢麦牧师。
Thanks for your answer.
Thank you, yeah, I see.我现在明白了，就说那些可恶的人，那些坏人，你看不到，你都不用去爱他，也没有不用表现出你的爱，是不是？是真的。
He said, for the people you never know, you never see the hateful people, you don't have to love them. I understand.
Yes, yes. 就是我们看到的，我们知道的这些。
Only the people we get in contact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, thank you, Michael.
All right.Bye bye, I'll see you next time.
So how is Mrs. McWayne?